Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men.
Hello, and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Yeah. All right, come on. All right. Yeah, come on in. Kick back. Relax. Grab yourself a cool one. All right, here we are one more time. One more game. Yeah. All right, man. I appreciate each and every one of y'all tuning in, taking the time, taking a little bit of your time to listen to me ramble on here for a few minutes. I want to apologize for the previous episode. I was having some technical difficulties. I was having some cable issues. So the audio quality was poor, to say the least, but I had already recorded it and I was not about to try to do that again. So it was not up to par. It's not the quality stuff I want to put out there, but it was on the fly and is what it is, and we're going to accept it. We're going to move on. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about accepting things. We're going to talk about not only accepting things, but being dangerous. I want you to be dangerous, gentlemen. I want each and every one of you to be the most dangerous person in the room. Now, I'm not talking about being physically dangerous. Like knowing some kung fu's or some new jitsu's or whatever. Some taekwondo's, some tai chi's or whatever. You know, Hong Kong fooies. Right? I ain't talking about all that. That's a whole different episode. Right? Now, in the service, I was taught some hand-to-hand combat skills. I played football and baseball. I'm athletic. I know how to move, even though I'm big and fat now, you know, but I'm still all right. And I do know how to defend myself. I do know how to take care of myself. I do know how to carry myself. And I would hope that each and every one of you, would be able to do the same. I don't promote violence. I don't advocate violence. But you have every right to defend yourself, gentlemen, every right to do it. And your family, of course. But we're going to talk about being dangerous in a different kind of way. We're going to talk about being mentally dangerous. We're going to be talking about being spiritually dangerous. Right? And how do you do that? How do you accomplish that? Like, man, what are you even talking about? This is what I'm talking about, gentlemen. I'm talking about not giving an F, right? And I don't mean a laissez-faire, don't give a crap, whatever. I'm talking about when you don't care about things that are outside of your control, right? When you don't care about what other people think about you, there's a freedom in that. And a free man can be a very dangerous man. Because you can't hold him. You can't bind him down. You can't manipulate him. Because he don't care. He don't give a F. He don't give a flat flying flip what you care and what you think. That makes that individual a dangerous man. Say you got a female right? And she's fixing to walk out on you, and she's trying to manipulate you. And she tells you, hey, I'm fixing to step. Open the door for her. Open the door and let her go. And let her keep on stepping and go on down the road and take that somewhere else. You don't need it. You don't want it. You got bigger and better things to do. Bigger and better. All right. Yes, you got bigger and better things to do, gentlemen. Sorry for that interruption. You got bigger and better things to do. You ain't got time to be tied up with no female who's trying to manipulate you and get you to do what she wants. And try to play that game. Well, you know, if you don't comply, then I'm out. Okay, you out. I've told a story before. I'll tell it again. I had a female over at my house one time. We was going to chill, have a good time, have a little bit of dinner. You know, Netflix and chill, you know. Take care of a little business a little bit later on. But oh no, she came over there with an attitude. I don't know what was going on with her. She was having a bad day. She had a personal problem or whatever. And that's fine. I understand that. But she came over there with the wrong attitude. And I could see it. I could feel it. It was in the room. So I just looked over at her. You know what? You don't want to be here. And she looked at me. I said, the best thing for me to do is take you home. And that's what I did. I got up and started turning everything off, grabbed my keys. You know, and she figured it out. She figured it out. And, you know. And I took her ass home. Rather than have a bad night or maybe have an argument over something that ain't even related to me. You know, I forgot what her problem was because it was so long ago. But it didn't have anything to do with me. And she apologized for it. And I said, well, you know, I mean, I understand. But, better do that than to just have to ruin the whole night, right? Than have a bad evening. Better that. But that's because I didn't give a rip. You know? I didn't have to have her there. You know? I could take care of business later on. Ain't no big deal. Want you to be dangerous, gentlemen. Dangerous. Spiritually dangerous. Better have your spiritual life in order. I don't know what God you pray to, and that's none of my business. But have your spiritual life in order. Know who your maker is. Know who you pray to. Follow the tenets of whatever your religion may be. And it will keep you grounded. It will keep you steadfast in that faith. And you will be unmovable. Nobody will be able to F with you because you know who you are. And you know where you stand in this world. That's the problem. Everybody's... And you could be atheist too. I mean, that's fine. But you better know who you are. I mean, I always say if there was no God, there'd be no atheists, right? Right? But that's fine. If that's what you believe, man, more power to you. But know who you are and know what you're doing. Right? Find that spiritual center for you. Find that thing that gives you power outside of yourself. Right? That will strengthen you to endure the battles that you're going to have to face. Like I said all the time, times are going to get harder and harder and harder. And I know I harp on that. I've been harping on that for a long time. And it's coming, gentlemen. It is coming. It ain't going to get easier. It's going to get tougher for us out there. And we as men, we can't be weak, right? Society wants you to be some kind of little weakling. Wants you to be some little a soy boy or what have you. they're promoting the little boys and little girls to chop off their body parts. And that's because their parents are all screwed up. Any parent that would allow anything like that shouldn't be a parent. You know, your mind ain't even fully formed until you're 25. Yeah, they'll let you vote at 18. You can go in the army at 18. You can drink at 21. That don't mean necessarily that it's the right age to do all that stuff. And I did all that stuff, and it didn't necessarily do me any good. You know, I went in the service, and I learned a lot of things. And it did me some good, and it did me some harm, too. But I came out all right, and I wouldn't change it. I'm thankful for the opportunity to serve my country. And that taught you not to give a rip. Because there's a lot of things when you're in the service that are outside of your control. And you just have to enjoy the suck, right? Because it's going to suck a lot of times. It's going to suck more often than it don't. And you just have to get along with it. You just have to learn to get along with it. But that toughens you up mentally. Right? Because if you can get past it, you got it made. You just know, you know what it is. You know you're going to have to do it. You know you have to get through it. It makes you dangerous when you just don't give a flip. Because there are things that are always going to be outside your control. That you can't do nothing about. Ain't no need fretting over it. Ain't no need worrying about it. It is what it is, right? And that makes you dangerous. Because you can't be manipulated. You can't be moved. You're steadfast. And you know where you're at and who you are. Again, I'm not talking about things that you can control. The things that you can control, you can control you. You can control your thought process. You can control your actions. You can control your words. And you can control your behavior. All of those things you have complete control over. And you, and the hardest thing is to master yourself. That's the hardest thing, is to master yourself. And I don't think it's a destination. I don't think anybody reaches that plateau, right? Because we're human and we're faulty from the word jump. I think it's a journey, and you learn as you go, and you get better as you go. That's why there's so much wisdom in older people, because they've been there and they've done it. And if you notice, a lot of old people, they don't give a flip. They've learned it. They've already been there and done it. They've sweated all the small stuff, and it didn't do them any good. At this point in their life, they don't care. Right? They've learned. It makes them dangerous because they don't give a crap what you think. They could care less. You can't move them. You can't. They already know. You know, like you're going to come up with something new. Now, you know, of course, technology or some new science or something, you know, something like that. But I'm talking about world experience, life experience, things like that. You ain't going to be able to tell them squat. Like the good Lord says, there ain't nothing new under the sun, and they've done it. They've already been there where you at. Right? They already know. And we're losing more and more of them by the day. So you find the old person with some wisdom, listen to them. They might sound a little crazy sometimes, but they gonna drop some truth on you. And be able to pick it up, right? Be able to pick that truth up, right? Be dangerous, gentlemen. Don't worry about things that are outside of your control. Because people are always going to try to get you to do what they want you to do. For the most part, there are some people who genuinely want you to succeed on your own, however it is you want to do it, right? And that's good. usually those are close friends and close family members, but people outside of that circle generally, you know, they may be your friend or an acquaintance or whatever, but there's always an angle for them. Right? They're your friend or an acquaintance for a reason. You know, they're not, you know, some long-term genuine friend who genuinely wants to see you succeed on your own. And they have an agenda. And again, if somebody, you know, threatens to walk out or a pull out of a business deal or a relationship or a partnership or whatever it is, let them go. Let them go. It ain't worth it. They're not worth it. You got other things to do. You got bigger and better things to do, gentlemen. I've said it before. I know I'm repeating myself, but it's worth repeating. You have to let that stuff go. It is what it is. You can only control you. All right, my friends, I'm going to make this a short one. I appreciate each and every one of you tuning in, giving me a few minutes to spread some gospel. The Gospel by James, right? According to James. Gospel. Oh. But you take it, use what you can, throw away the rest, right? If there's nothing there, okay, that's fine too. I appreciate it, you know. One way or the other, I've helped you somehow, some way, in some fate, some shape, fashion, or form. I've helped you come to some kind of conclusion. And that's what I want you to do, to come to your own conclusion, not to my conclusion. You know, I want you to succeed on your own and however you do it, because you know what's best for you, not me. Everybody's always trying to tell you how to do this and how to do that. And they're trying to sell you this, sell you that. You notice I don't do any of that. You're not going to find that here. I want you to be the best that you can be. And you're the only one that knows what that is. I don't. Right? The hell do I know, right? All right, my friends, check us out on the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter. Twitter's a hoot right now, ain't it? Woo, Lord have mercy. Man, we just had the election. I hope each and every one of you got out there and got a chance to vote. I hope you had your voice heard. Right? Looks like the Republicans took the House, so at least they'll be able to stave off some of this craziness, right? But that sucker still got a pen, right? He gonna be legislating through executive orders. But I mean, that can be taken to court, and that can be slowed down and bogged down too. So we're about to see what happens. And of course, the Trumpster done threw his hat in the ring, so we'll see what happens to that. And of course, as soon as he did that, they opened up another investigation on that man. That man is truly fighting. That is real resistance. I mean, how many different open, you know, things they got on him at this point, you know? 5, 6, 7, 8, who knows? He don't give a rip. He's dangerous, brother. He is seriously dangerous, right? He's trying to get something done. He don't care. He don't care. He don't give a flip, right? So we'll see what happens. You know, there's a long way to go. That's a long road to hoe, is what they say back in the day. Oh, don't forget the Gab and the locals. All right. Thank you, my friends. I appreciate you one more time. I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great. Yeah. All right, yeah.
This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.